The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
As I bid a very good morning to Adam Gilchrist, we've heard reports this morning in our news of the Scottish National leader. I love listening to her voice, Adam. It's just lilting.
Nicola Sturgeon.
That's her.
She has a certain sort of, what was the quality they once described about Julie Andrews? An iron fist in a velvet glove. She has a little bit of that about her, though.
Yes. So what, she wants to be independent?
Yeah, she's confirmed that she will seek a second referendum on Scottish independence. Weirdly, she has to ask the UK government for permission. It's one of those things. Mm. And so in theory, of course, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, could dig her heels in. But it looks like the SNP will push next week to get another vote, and that will take place, we think, therefore, in 18 to 24 months. It's thought that if they held a vote in Scotland today, then they probably wouldn't win. They probably would remain a part of the United Kingdom, but she's got a year and a half to 2 years to persuade people. Nicola Sturgeon versus Theresa May is interesting because Nicola Sturgeon has that slight element that she looks like she thinks she's Angela Merkel, while Theresa May has that look about one who wants to be Margaret Thatcher. So you think Merkel versus Thatcher, maybe slightly diluted, but Sturgeon versus May is an interesting thought. And the timing is crucial because should Scotland leave the United Kingdom, it could happen just as the United Kingdom leaves the European Union, which, of course, is one of the reasons that Scotland's pushing for the independence. But there are so many unanswered questions about what would happen still with independent Scotland if they get to it. Would they join the EU? Would they be allowed to join the EU? Would they go straight into NATO? Mm. Whose currency would they have, et cetera, et cetera?
What language would they speak?
It wouldn't be English, would it?
Scottish. Now, the Brexit's happening, but we've got the baton relay starting as well for the Commonwealth Games, which ends up on the beautiful Gold Coast in Australia.
It does. It's effectively, therefore, on its way. I suppose it's got 12 months to get there. But, left with the annual Commonwealth Service of Thanks at Westminster Abbey, the Queen advocating consensus and cooperation, which slightly flies in the face of things like Brexit and Scottish independence, but there we are, consensus and cooperation's in. Great things have been achieved together, said the Queen, emphasising the benefits of shared progress and prosperity. But I looked up, because it's very easy to forget, you know, think of the Commonwealth as being, in some senses, an old-fashioned style club of nations. 52 nations, 2.5 billion people on 6 continents, covering 20% of the world's landmass. And we might need you guys, even more than we needed you before.
Only for the landmass. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers.
Adam Gilchrist from London.